Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining my sister, my friend, tonight, an internet program that uplifts, undergirds, encourages, helps, gives resources to all our sisters that are listening tonight. We're just glad to be with you. We're just glad that you could join us. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tonight we're going to do a little abbreviated show tonight because my guest that I had asked to be on tonight has become unavailable. So we're just going to be talking to you about some of the events that is going on through my sister, my friend, and through some other agencies, ministries that we are affiliated with. So to begin with, first of all, I would like to introduce to you our president of Granny's Place, Miss Beverly. Beverly, would you go ahead and say hello to our guests?
Good evening, everyone.
And we also have on the line Evangelist Minister Brenda Williams. Would you say hello, Miss Williams?
Hello, everybody.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, tonight we want to give you some information on our upcoming events, such as we're planning a Women Empowerment Conference to be held October 25th, 2014, at the Free Will Baptist Church. And Beverly, if you don't mind, would you go ahead and elaborate on that, and I'll just back you up where needed.
All right. We're going to do, as LaShondra said, we're going to do a Women's Empowerment Conference on October 25th at First Free Will Baptist Church, which is located at 1415 West Wheatland Road at Clark and Wheatland in Duncanville. The zip code is 75116. And what we're trying to do at this event is free of cost to everyone. Is to bring us together as women and bond and get a chance to sit down and talk about the issues that affect us as women, not as wives, mothers, sisters, and aunts and other things, but we're just talking about the woman, because sometimes we're so involved in our many other responsibilities and tasks that have been assigned to us as women. Sometimes the woman gets lost in the process of life, being a mother, a wife, a sister, a daughter, an aunt, and all the other roles that we have responsibility for. Sometimes we get lost in there. We forget about what our purpose is in life. We forget about what our needs are and our wants, because we have worried and we're carrying the needs and concerns of our children, our husband, our parents, and our brothers, our friends, and whatever. And sometimes we get lost in that, and we need to sit down for a moment and just examine who we are. If we're meeting our needs, where we want to go in life. Because oftentimes you'll find that when a woman's children has left the home, she's kind of lost about what she's supposed to do now, because her role has been caring for her children for so long that when the children leave, she doesn't know what to do for herself. The other role is women when they are no longer needed by their children, and sometimes the husband has died or he's divorced them. A divorced woman is left with a lot of unanswered questions. Was it my fault? Was it something I did or didn't do? Or did I not please him? And really, we're just going back to the woman. What is the woman's responsibility? Is it the woman's full responsibility to maintain that marriage? Or what is her responsibility? So at this women's conference, we don't really want to talk about all those roles at this conference. We want to just sit back and be women and realize what our God-given purpose is and how we can fulfill some of those purposes. And some of those purposes are meant to be filled only if we have a husband. We have that person that's supposed to help provide for us and help take care of us. But what we want to do at this conference really is to discuss the needs of the woman. What is our purpose and what is our destiny? Oftentimes women get so depressed and so discouraged because they don't feel that they have a purpose. Particularly the woman that hasn't ever gotten married, she's never had children, and she's just working day to day, not wondering, not knowing what her purpose is, what her destiny is. And we want to try and help answer those questions. And we want to bring women together of all different lifestyles. The older women, the younger women, the very young women, single mothers or divorced mothers, the widows, the ones who have never been married by choice or just life purposes, just not made that opportunity for you. And maybe there was a reason God allowed you not to get married. But we want to address the woman at this conference and talk about what it is that we need, what it is that, where we feel like we're going. And we want for one day, for a few hours, for women to relax and lay down all those other roles and responsibilities and just talk about what the woman's needs are. Who are we? And what is our purpose? Every woman's purpose is not to be a mother, it's to be a wife. Some women won't have sisters and brothers. What do we do if we don't have those siblings to depend on? So we want to just talk about the woman. Who am I? What am I supposed to be doing here? What is my destiny here? So we want to just talk about the woman because sometimes we're so embodied in all these other responsibilities, all these duties that we have. And sometimes we get lost. So it's a free event at First Free World Baptist Church at 1415 West Wheatland Road. It's from 12 o'clock to 4. We'll have speakers from 12 to 2. From 2 to 4, we're going to the our recreation center side of the church. And we'll sit down and have a few light refreshments. We'll chit-chat, talk to some of the small businesses and self-employed women that are there and look at their different types of businesses, listen to the nonprofits, how they can help single mothers, how they can help divorced mothers, how they can help women with needs that they have for their children. We want to just sit down and chit-chat and talk on this day about how we can help one another, how I can lift you up when you're down. When you become depressed, we don't want you going out there thinking that you're alone. I want you to know at this sisterhood meeting that we're here for you. If I can hold you up on one side, and the Shonda can hold you up on the other side. If Sister Henderson can hold you up in the back, we'll hold you up. But we want women to know that there are other alternatives other than drugs, other than prostitution, other than drinking. There are other ways to achieve what God has given you, and we want to stand in the gap. And we want to help you. We want to talk it through. We want to hug it through. We want to sing it through. Whatever it is we need to do, we want the sisters to start coming together and helping one another, help giving women strength, encouragement, empower them with knowledge and skills and abilities to be all that they can be. If your husband has left and you don't know how to make it, we want to provide those resources to help you make it. Children are going back to school. There are resources out here to help. And so we want to bring all the women together on October 25th, 2014, to give you a wealth of information, give you lots of hugs, hold-handing, crying together. We want to come together as a sisterhood and build one another and encourage each other.
Amen. On our next broadcast, we will be giving you maybe a list of the sisters and their ministries and their organizations that are going to be available. Just to let you know, some of them, we are going to have a ministry that's coming that I'm trying to get in touch with. Season Our Souls is a ministry that helps women that are individuals that have depression problems or if they just need somebody to talk to. We're going kind of get try to have them there. I've contacted one other person who is a psychologist or has a ministry of helping women through mentoring and giving mental help for women. We have a Lilas that's going to be available, that's Loving You Like Your Sister. They have a ministry where they help our sisters go through and kindness and teaching them how to love one another. And we have our speakers. One of our speakers has a ministry, Ashes to Beauty, which is none other than our sweet sister minister. She wear a lot of hats, so sometimes I just can't count them out, but I love her dearly. Minister Sonara Henderson, who will be one of our speakers. She has Ashes to Beauty and A New You, which provides help to cancer victims and helps sisters in other aspects. And she's on the line, so she can give us some more information as soon as I get through. And we also have Sister Brenda Williams, who we hope is going to be there telling us about her ministry. She's going to give us a little information in just a second. But we're going to have some vendors there, some jewelry people, some people who give massages, we hope. And we just want you to come out and get relaxed and have a good time with us and share with us some of the things that is on your mind and what you need as a sister to sister. So it's going to be a great event. As Beverly said, we're going to have light refreshments. We're going to have breakout sessions one-on-one after our speakers. If you would like to speak with our sisters that are speaking, one of our speakers has written a book about how to handle young ladies and their problems. Miss LeBlanc will be there. We just hopefully we'll have a glorious time in the Lord, helping one another, because we are our sister's keepers. And if you need more information, you're free to call me at 214-505-3447. If you would like to come and display some of your brochures on what your ministry does, and if you have a ministry helping sisters to sisters, or whoever, we would welcome you to come and be a part of our event. Again, you can call me at 214-505-3447. Also, if there is anyone listening tonight that would like to talk to us about what's going on with our event, our calling number is 310-982-4126. Feel free to call and ask any questions or give us any comments that you might have concerning our event or any of the other announcements that is going forward tonight. Right here, I want to give time for Sister Minister Brenda Williams to come and tell us all about her ministry and the events that are coming up in her ministry.
Well, thank you, Sister Lewis, really sweet lady. I appreciate the time. But, of course, I am presenting the ministry that God has truly called me to do and entrusted me in is SWAT. And SWAT means Spiritual Warfare Awakening Truth. And we know that we are living in the times where everything is going on. You know, you watching the news, the Christians, as I say, the Christians do not recognize that we are in a spiritual battle, some I would say. And we all know that if we're watching the news, reading the newspaper, looking at our society, how it's changed, natural disasters have become norm, diseases are uncontrollable, violence is increasing every day, and our economy is unstable. So what Satan does, Satan comes that, you know, he wants to blind the minds of God's people and keep them in darkness so that we can become ignorant of spiritual attacks. And the attacks are very real. We are in a location, and I'm expecting to be in a bigger location as time passes, Sister Lewis, that it is going to be needed. We don't hear about it a lot. All we hear is about the devil. But it's deeper than that, and it's just a lot of things is on the surface, but we need to go deep. So God has really given me this ministry and truly true that, as they say back in the day, Roger that. that it is a ministry that is not to be taken lightly, but yet and still know that these are strategies that we need to learn of the enemy. But I am having a class that is going to start. I will have a class that's graduating in December, and we will start another class in January 2015, which will be January the 24th, I believe, in 2015. Those who may be interested that want to know more about the class, you're more than welcome to go on my website, and you can just email me from my website, and I will get back with you, and then we can just go from there as far as the class. But it is a very needed class. It's a very needed thing to have. We as Christians, that is a part of our duty, is to know spiritual warfare and when you are in a battle and what do you do. That's why the people are dealing with so much depression and so much fear and just different things that the enemy brings to us that we don't have to accept. So we have to know what's behind that and what's the force of it. God came that we may have life and have that more abundantly. So he came that we will be victory, we will have victory over the enemy. We can go in St. Luke and say that he's given us all power over the enemy, that we can tread over the scorpions and the serpents. And he said, by no means will it harm us. And that's the scripture that we have to go when we are in these spiritual battles. So for more information, you can contact me at 972. If you have pen and paper, Sister Lewis will repeat that if that's fine. You can contact me at 972-863-2596, or you can email me at jccclwm@att.net, and I also have a website that you can go on there and read for more information. It's www.changinglivesworldwide.org.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Williams, for that information. We appreciate it. And you will be, before the end of the show, giving out that information one more time for our listening audiences. Okay? Again, thank you so much for the information. And it is crucial today that we know about the warfare that we're going through. A lot of people don't believe that from day to day that you are in a warfare, but you are. Just look around, and most of it is within ourselves also, too, so we need to know how to handle it, and I want to tell you, the people that are listening tonight, I have learned a lot. I was really, we had a class on who is Satan, and you would really be surprised about Satan. You learn a lot about who you thought you knew about. He's not the one with the horns and the red face, okay? So join us in January for the class, and check out the website, as Sister Minister Williams has said. So we're going to thank her for that information, and she'll be giving us more information, again, her contact information, near the end of the show. Now, I see that I have my sweet and wonderful sister and friend, Minister Sanara Henderson, on the line. Minister Henderson, would you say hello to our listening audience?
Hello, listening audience.
And would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about both of your ministries and also what's going on with you and your ministries and your church?
Okay. Well, my name is Sanara Henderson, and I serve as senior pastor of Hope of Glory Fellowship in Garland, Texas, as well as the founder and CEO of Ashes to Beauty Ministries. And I do look forward to being a part of the Women's Conference in October, on October 25th.
Amen. And would you like to go ahead and tell us a little bit about Ashes to Beauty and what's going on with them?
Ashes to Beauty is a ministry that's designed to provide supportive services for breast cancer patients and survivors. I myself, being a breast cancer survivor, I learned quickly that there were no resources out there as you're going through, as well as when the ordeal is over. And God gave us that ministry, and we just celebrated 6 years of being, you know, providing the supportive services to the community. And as I first stated, we look forward to being there. We'll have a table with brochures And our next upcoming event is October 4th, which, as we know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We will be at the Applebee's up Northwest Highway. That's one of our big fundraisers, and the tickets are $10. So if you're interested, you can contact me at 214-533-1534. This is how we raise the funds in order to be a blessing to someone in need.
Amen. And I tell you that you have fun at those fundraisers that for Ashes to Beauty. We just have a glorious time there with each other, and we get gifts and door prizes, actually, for showing up. I'm going to give all the secrets away because I'm going to tell everybody to come. So we get door prizes, we get great information, we all have a good time loving each other and just being there for each other. So come on out and join us October the 4th at the Applebee's on Northwest Highway. It's a fun time for all. Again, tickets are $10, and you'll have a good time and enjoy your breakfast meal, okay? Okay. What is the time? What's the time?
What's the time?
Mr. Henderson?
The 8 time? To 10, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 8 to 10.
All right, wonderful. Y'all, listening audience, you get that? It's from 8 to 10, 8 to 10 at the Applebee's. Yes. And also, I'm going to go ahead and give a few announcements. First of all, I would like to invite you ladies that are available on October the 11th. Shady Grove will be having their annual prayer brunch at the Fellowship Hall at the Mighty Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, 4802 Bremer Road, in the big city of Joppa. But the zip code is 75216. That is 4802 Bremer Road. It shall begin at 9 o'clock, and then we will have we have speakers that are coming, going to give you some nourishment for your soul, and then we're going to have some food. We have very good brunch, ladies, so those that are available, come on by and fellowship with us on October the 11th at the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church. Then again, we're reiterating our Women's Conference, October the 25th, being held at the Free Will Baptist Church at the corner of Clark Road and Wheatland. And then also, we're going to invite all of you ladies out to our annual Women's Retreat to be held at the Hobbledge Salvation Army Center in Midlothian, Texas. I can give you the address, and at our next Monday, I'll have all that information available. But that is a two-night event. We come together on Friday night, November the 7th, and we stay the weekend till that Sunday, till after our morning worship, where we'll have good speakers, good fellowship, and we're just going to have a good time at the retreat. So you are invited to come on down. I may be getting in trouble because Sister Gilmore says that we can accept a few more, but we have to get your donation in pretty soon. So we're shooting for a deadline of the cutoff is October the 12th, I think, for the full payment, but it's $125, and if you want to come down that Saturday, I think it's only $70. So if you want to come and spend a day with us, that would include two meals, but we need to know that you're coming. So please get in touch with me again at 214-505-3447 about our annual women's retreat. So that's what's going on with us during this time, and we thank God for you, and we thank God that you're joining us tonight. I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. Go ahead.
I get these emails from the Salvation Army just about every other day, and they wanted me to announce two of them. The Good News Wellness Ministry of Cornerstone Baptist Church is hosting a free countywide health and wellness fair, physical mental, spiritual, social, intellectual, and environmental. Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Cornerstone Baptist Church at 1819 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Zip code is 75215. Their phone numbers is 214-426-5468. Several health organizations and licensed health experts will be available to provide free health care services such as kidney, hearing, vision, mammogram, prostate screening, and more. Goodwill Industries is talking about veterans, women, and men, but particularly women. We're talking about women's employment. This is a notice dated August 18th for the Women's Veterans Employment Coordinator, the Women's Veterans Outreach Coordinator. Their positions open at the Salvation Army, and the Women's Veterans Claims Coordinator. And all of these can be reached through the Texas Veterans Commissions at www.tvc.texas.gov, and that would be the Women's Veterans Initiative. TVC serves Texas women by helping them to obtain their benefits and services. So we want to encourage the women veterans to contact the Salvation Army about any jobs. And finally, Salvation Army wanted to announce that the Adolphus Hotel has employment openings as of August 18th. Front desk coordinator, housekeeping, bar servers, security office, line cooks, culinary cooks, and different other things. This is at the Adolphus Hotel, which is in downtown Dallas. They do have job openings at this time. And so any other listings we'll get from the Salvation Army, we'll start to put them on our website once we finish with the changes to the website. So if anyone else has job listings or programs that they want to announce, please send them to my sister, my friend. Contact LaShonda Lewis at 214-505-3447. But we will be giving out our website as of next Monday's broadcast. And we welcome any announcements and any organizations. We'll post them on our website and we'll broadcast them on this service here. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Also, I wanted to remind Sister Williams, Minister Williams, that DIROC, which is the Council for the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, will be having its meeting on Tuesday, August the 21st, I believe, at 6:30 to 7:30 at the Cottrell House. You can call me for that address, but we are recruiting volunteers to help us with the kids in the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. We are a council that provides fundraisers so the kids can have, we can help meet different needs for them. So if anybody's listening, you can go and listen to our show that was on last week. It's called The One with DIROC. Listen to our show and learn all about what we do. You know, most all our shows are archived and they have names. So if you want to be a part of our council, you can go and listen to the show or come to the meeting on next Tuesday. Also, I wanted to let the listening audience know that Shady Grove will be at the Dallas Life on Saturday, Feeding the Multitude. This is an event that the Outreach Ministry sponsors once a year in August. The fourth Saturday in August, we go to Dallas Life and we feed the tenants there a wholesome meal and fellowship with them and minister to them, and we will be there on Saturday. For those that are listening, that's from the Shady Grove Baptist Church. We need your help. We need you to come on down. So thank you, everyone, for being on the show tonight. And Minister Williams, would you go ahead and give us your contact information again? We are doing just an abbreviated show tonight. We're not going to be a whole hour, so we're about to wind this up. So go ahead and give us your contact information once more.
Thank you, Sister Lewis. My contact information, you can contact me at 972 Oh my God, I can't even remember all my numbers by heart. It's 972-863-2596. And my website is www.changinglivesworldwide.org. And you can email me from the website. Again, that number is 972-863-2596. Thank you very much, Sister Lewis and the listening audience.
Thank you. Minister Henderson, would you give us your website address for Ashes to Beauty?
I guess, Sam, that's www.ministries.org.
Amen.
A2Bministries.org. The number is 972-861-2118.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that information, ladies. And if there's any other upcoming events that we need to announce, or is there any comments or anything else that you ladies would like to discuss tonight before we end the show? Beverly, do you have anything else to share?
No, that's about it. I think it was a great show, giving us time for announcements, and I look forward to attending some of these events, particularly Sister Henderson's great programs. I hear so much good, so many good things about what she's doing. So, no, I think it's been a great evening.
All right. Thank you so much for your participation and your support, ladies. God bless you, and I'll be talking to each of you soon. Please, let's love each other. Let's love, give love to one another. At Shady Grove this month, we are doing random acts of kindness every day that we can. Every time we see an opportunity to do something kind for someone, we are trying to do what we can to love each other and love on one another. So that's what we're doing this month. Random acts of kindness. So if you see somebody, give them a smile or open the door or help them with a package, just something that will make somebody know that you love and care for them, that somebody out here still does that. Okay? All right, ladies, thank you so much. And I'm going to end the show, and I'm going to ask Minister Henderson, since she is on the line tonight, would you close us in a word of prayer?
Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity to come gather together in your name as sisters, my sister, my friend. God, we just thank you on tonight because we realize we can't thank you enough. We thank you for what you're doing throughout each and every one of our lives and each and every one of these ministries, oh God. We ask that you continue to help us and let our light so shine that men may see our good works but glorify you, our Father, which is in heaven. God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Bless every upcoming event that we will be able to touch the life of some man, woman, boy, girl to make a difference for you, for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. Good night, ladies. Have a good week, and we'll talk soon. I love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.